expected it to go like this. And all that I wanted was one little kiss. I never thought it would go this way. Yeah, yeah. You were not the one talking undone. A sweater, yeah. Don't you worry now, baby, 'cause I couldn't be better. I never knew there were men like you. I played it cool, you played me for a fool. I gave my heart and you left me blue. Undone. Night unravel like a sweater, yeah. Don't you worry now, baby, 'cause I couldn't be better.
.7 Kite FM, 316 on a Wednesday afternoon. That is music from Valerie Mulberry, who I have the pleasure of having in the studio with me this afternoon. Valerie, how you doing?
Pretty good, thank you.
And so let's just start from the very top and tell people all about you're kind of a hometown girl makes good. Want to give me a little bit of history about where you're from, where you went to
sure.
school, all that good stuff?
Yeah, absolutely. I grew up here nearby and went to school out in Eddyville most of the time. Went to, I think my junior year of high school, I went and went to Newport and moved around a lot. I played music, and now I live in Santa Barbara, California, but all my family still live here, so I'm visiting.
So this would have been about... Without giving away your age.
Okay, I don't think we can do it without giving away my age.
When did you graduate? Let's try that.
Now the question is, shall she lie or shall she tell the truth?
Moral
dilemma here.
Here's where I'm going with all this.
My music's about truth, but now I'm an issue here because...
So where I'm going with all this is I'm trying to figure out whether or not you grew up listening to Howard Wright on Kite FM.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I've been doing this since...
Let's say mid-90s.
Okay, then yes, you did. I started here way back in 1984, and I left from about 2004 until 2011.
Oh, okay.
So,
Yeah.
So tell me a little bit more about... And where are you now?
Well, I'm in Santa Barbara, California now, but I've been there about 8 years. This gets into age again. Okay, so my birthday is next week.
Process of elimination. Another August birthday. Mine's a couple of weeks from now.
Oh, you are? Yeah. What day?
28th.
28th. Okay, you're Virgo. I'm Leo. 28th. I know a lot of, people born around that time, too.
Yep.
Summer babies.
You bet. Lots of August birthdays.
Yeah. So
it's cold winter nights, you know.
Yeah, I guess so.
So tell me a little bit about how you ended up in Santa Barbara and how you've gotten into the music business.
Yeah, so well, I've been playing music for a long time. I started with a few chords when I was a kid. You know, my dad played guitar and played you know, lots of Beatles covers and different, you know, Peter, Paul, and Mary, Otis Redding covers. And so I learned a little bit as a kid, but I didn't take it seriously until I was in my 20s. And traveled around a lot and always kind of had a guitar with me. And I've been playing out about 10 years since I moved to the mainland. I was in Hawaii for 5 years and Vietnam for 2 years. And so I moved back to, you know, the West Coast, and that's when I've started playing out, and I've been there about 2 years, ten years, two in the Bay Area and about 8 in Santa Barbara now.
Okay.
So kind of a lot of moving around.
So how did you end up coming to create your first CD?
Well, a lot of these songs are, you know, I've been writing for a long time, and I tried a couple times to do a CD before, but I don't know, I guess the time wasn't right, you know, and I'm actually pretty glad that those never came to fruition, because I'm really happy with this, and I know that my musicianship now, looking back, before wasn't at the level that I would have liked it to be to put out a CD, so I feel that it's there now, and I'm pretty happy with this one. And I you know, had a producer, someone that I'd been playing with for about 2 or 3 years beforehand, produce it, and it's my electric guitarist. And then I, you know, went into a studio in Santa Barbara and spent 18 months every Thursday night recording.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. I'm not even going to attempt his name.
Oh, my producer, Maximiliano De Leon.
You call him Max, huh?
Yeah, we call him Max. Yeah, he's got the coolest name.
Yeah.
He's from Uruguay in South America.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, he's, nice. Yeah. Yeah, so he did a great job. I mean, you know, he played all the electric guitar, all the bass, and then I have other musicians, an amazing piano player in Santa Barbara named George Friedenthal, who just plays amazing soulful piano and organ, and just added a nice element. And there's cello on one song, just like it's vocal, and on my song Island, it's just cello and finger picking guitar and vocals. And but most of them have drums and, you know, the full band setup. It's kind of a bluesy sort of feel. Eclectic, though.
Sure. So you wrote all this material.
Yes, I wrote everything, yeah.
And you talked about truth in the music, so if it comes from experiences, personal experiences. And
yeah, I think so. I mean, I think it's like, I call it living the life of an artist, you know. It's just kind of, you know, you just kind of, it's the life of a truth seeker, and you know, you really can't get anywhere if you're not living in the truth, and there's really a lot of power in that. And
sure,
so it all kind of comes from that element.
So tell me about, since you don't have a guitar here with you today, we're going to hear some tracks off the CD. Tell me about The Simple Things and what that means to you.
Yeah, so The Simple Things, it's actually just a very simple song. Imagine that. And I used to live in Hawaii, so it has a lot of the Hawaiian imagery. So it's just like a little romantic anthem. And I actually wrote it in Santa Barbara, looking out on the ocean and thinking about Hawaii.
Nice. Nice. All right, so let's do it. Here's The Simple Things, Valerie Mulberry on Kite FM.
Sunshine in the morning, cup of coffee in you. On this island, ocean blue, the simple things will do. The simple things will do. I never knew. Walking in the beach town, slowing down from that ride. Oh, with you. The simple things we do,
Kite FM with Valerie Mulberry. That's The Simple Things. Nice. Nice job on that.
Thank you.
So tell me, we were talking during the song about Higher.
Yeah.
Why don't you tell me a little bit about that track?
It's kind of a mystical sort of track. It just deals a lot with truth and kind of what you think and what you you think you manifest, you know, into your life. And it's kind of like, you know, in a way, be careful what you think. But I think it's also, you know, for people to, or maybe me, no. It's the lyric on the chorus is just lay the cards of truth on the table. And I think that's really the only way that we can all really, you know, reach our potential is when we're dealing with the truth, you know, whether that be world leaders or relationships or friendships or whatever. You know, we can't really, we don't have the basis of, you know, the raw materials for reaching, you know, our highest potential without that. So that's really what it's about.
Okay. So you mentioned that this is the single off the CD.
Yeah, one of them. This one's getting some airplay elsewhere and stuff, and I noticed like some of the programmers are liking this song a bit. And
so how is the distribution going now? How far, like I know from Santa Barbara, now Oregon.
Yeah.
Who else?
Mainly California and or here, mm-hmm. you know, so far. I'm doing it all myself. It's all independent. So it is a little bit slow.
Well, you know, I once had the pleasure of meeting Chuck Negrin of Three Dog Night.
Uh-huh.
And he told me, remember now, one broke here in the Northwest.
Ah,
and
okay.
It started up in Seattle or something like that. Yeah, where DJ flipped the record over, one of those deals.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, or I think this is the story went, it just died everywhere it went. L.A., Florida, they tested it all over the place, and then all of a sudden in the Northwest, boom, big hit. So you never know. You got to start small somewhere.
And thank you for having me. And
of course, I want the autograph on the CD so that, you know, I knew her when. When you're opening for Aerosmith, I want to get backstage. And
you got it.
Meet Steven, you know, and all that good stuff. So this is Higher from Valerie Mulberry at Kite FM.
Place where we all really live. A massive energy of a great abyss, yeah. Place where lies are powerless, yeah. The place where lies are powerless. Nothing less than me to the source of everything. It's a place where your thoughts are alive. Everything you think happens right before your eyes. Yeah, where everything you think happens right before your eyes. Let's go to the place where it is all. Truth on the table and watches all the lights burn away in a fire. And just like that, we are higher. Watches all the lights burn away.
102.7 Kite FM. That is music from Valerie Mowberry and Higher. Another good track. That's a good good choice for a single.
Thank you.
You know what? I forgot to make the announcement before the song ran out because we were talking too much. But we're going to have a contest, and we'll get the phones in the studio. Thank you. That's so the rest of the building won't pick up on it. Normally, I don't do that on air, but what we're going to do is give away a couple of your CDs.
Yeah.
Got a lucky number you want to, or we've actually got a couple of them. How about,
okay, yeah.
How about callers number 3 and 5?
I like that.
Sound good?
Yeah, sounds good.
541-265-2266. 541-265-2266. And callers 3 and 5 will give you a copy of Valerie's CD. While we give a listen to Easy to Cry, you want to tell me about this one, a little bit about it?
Sure, yeah. I used to live in Vietnam, and